everyone, this is Rebecca DeFabio. Welcome back. So today we're going to be talking about some of the electronics I use to listen to music while I write. I definitely, whether it's writing or like work in general, usually I cannot be productive at all without listening to music. And I have some really awesome electronics that had earbuds and headphones and Bluetooth that I really wanted to recommend to my fellow writers out there in case you wanted to give those a try. But first, I wrote a little short flash fiction related to this today, so hope you enjoy. So I will read that and then I'll talk a little bit about what I used to listen to music. All right. Everyone, stay calm. Dialogue, pace back and forth. Description and character development huddled in the corner. Pacing, conflict, and plot crowded the exit after they failed to break it down. You look through your backpack for the third time, confirming once again that your new earbuds aren't there. Maybe they're in your car, or did you leave them at home? But now you're all settled in this little coffee shop, and the thought of packing up doesn't feel so appealing. There's work to be done. You open your computer and stare at your manuscript. You could do this. Dialogue and plot ushered everyone out of the way of the exit. The group watched in silence as they backed up for a running start and sang in encouragement. They were the strongest writing elements. Surely they could break down the exit. You rest your fingers on the keyboard. Just as you think an idea starts to form, the man on the phone next to you laughs out loud. The women on the other side of you start talking louder, gasping at each other's gossip. The kid across the cafe throws his cup and juice covers the floor. Whatever, minor distractions, right? You can do this. Plot looks at dialogue and nods its head. They take a deep breath and sprint to the exit. This has happened before. They always get through. You sit back and take another sip of coffee. Maybe the caffeine will help. The music from the speaker above you plays a light arrangement drowned out by Juice Kid's mother scolding him. The man laughs louder. You check the small pocket on the side of your backpack, disappointed again. Dialogue and plot run and hit the exit. It remains closed and they collapse to the ground. Character development comforts them. Description huffs. This couldn't be the end. You rest your head in your hands. One more minute and you could pump yourself up enough to focus. You're a pro. This is nothing. Sorry, guys, dialogue says. This might be it. Plot, description, pacing, conflict, and character development all sit down, accepting defeat. They've lived a long life. They've worked hard. Maybe now was the right time. They accepted this unfortunate fate. Juice Kid walks from across the cafe towards you. His mother pushes him forward. As he walks closer, he points at you, and his mother tries to smile. Juice Kid stops at your side and looks up at you with your new earbuds. Here you go, he says, and drops them in your lap. You hold them and feel the remnants of sticky dried juice on the wires. He turns around, but his mother twirls him back to face you. I'm sorry, he says, looking at the floor. I'm so sorry, he must have swiped them when I wasn't looking, the mother said, forcing a laugh and then walk away. You plug your earbuds into your laptop and turn on your music. Crisp melodies dance through your ears. Finally, it's just you and your manuscript. The door opens. They all raise their heads and gasp. Plot creeps up to the door and peeks around on the other side. It's clear. The others stand up and join. One by one, they file out of your mind with excitement. All right, so I hope you enjoyed that. Just something creative that I wanted to complement my little discussion here about my awesome earbuds and my headphones that I use, and I found some awesome Bluetooth speakers that I think would be super cool while you write. So these earbuds, I use these probably every day. I think I forgot them one time at home when I got to work, and on my break I had to drive back home and get them because I just really cannot focus without them. They're so awesome. They're so comfortable. They don't fall out when you're moving around too. They stay in your ear. They literally block out like so much noise around you. They're almost like noise canceling, earbuds. They're just like magic earbuds. I've never had earbuds that like block out the noise as much. So I totally recommend these if you want something super portable. They even come with a little pouch that you can keep them in, and they also come with little backup buds too. I think that might be a different size size buds, but they definitely come with backups, and I think they're only like $25. They're really not that expensive, and these have already lasted me like 2 years. So I totally recommend them. They are going to be built to last, and the sound on them is really, really good too. So super good value for your earbuds. And then next we have my headphones that I use, the Kohn E7 headphones. These, when I got them for Christmas in 2018, I never actually heard of this brand before. Maybe that's just me, but I wasn't really sure if they were going to be super good or not. But once I started using them, I realized that the sound in them is really, really good. They're very comfortable. They have the adjustable settings to fit your head, and they're definitely noise canceling. It's kind of like the earbuds, honestly. I mean, they just really do cancel out the noise really well, and they make me super focused. I'm not distracted at all when I wear them, and that's really what I need a lot. So hopefully you could find value in them too. Very, very good value. And their charge lasts 30 hours. So you don't need to recharge it all the time. They last a really long time, and then doesn't take that long at all to charge it back up again. Really easy. So that's super convenient too. Very, very convenient. And then lastly, I found these Bluetooth speakers I thought would be really good. And sometimes I've used a Bluetooth speaker when I'm outside. Sometimes in the nice weather, I go out on my deck and I play music outside, and that's kind of calming. And some people don't like stuff in their ears or on their head. So Bluetooth speakers are always an option. It's super easy to hook it up to your phone, and you can play music right from your phone, from your Spotify or whatever you use. I really love it. Super easy. And it's just another option to keep you calm and motivated and focused and productive, which we all need that with writing, as you know. And really the whole process of writing is about trying different things, whether it's writing in a different genre or writing in like different points of views, different perspectives. So I think that this might be something if you're struggling with being productive or staying focused. Music is totally something worth trying out while you write, and I hope it helps you. So hope you enjoyed everything today. I hope you are being productive and enjoying your writing, and thanks again for listening. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.